Begin the current daf in Masechet Chagiga, daf Yadal. Begin 16 lines down for the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, a similar type of discussion regarding a contradiction regarding divine images. So the pasuk says, "Kasav Echad Emet." There's a pasuk in Daniel that says, "Levushe kislag chiver," that his clothing was like white snow, "Usaareshe kaamar neka," and that the hair of his head was like clean wool. Uchsev yet there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, "Kivutzaysav taltalim," that his locks, meaning his hair, was wavy, "Shchayres kairiv," black like a raven. So was it white hair or black hair? So the Gemara says, and obviously this is mystical, different divine images. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have hair. But the Gemara says, Likash, it's not a contradiction. Kan be yeshiva, here where his hair was white, that's a reference when he was sitting in yeshiva, in a state of sitting. Kan bo mocham, and here it's talking about in war. Dhamma, like the master said, Ein lecha no be yeshiva el azaken. It's not the most appropriate thing for someone that's sitting, which generally the term yeshiva means a sage, they're giving out advice and learning Torah, is el azaken, only appropriate for someone that's an elder, which is why it here. Ve'en lecha no ben mochama, there's nothing as appropriate for war, el abachar, rather someone that's young and strong, and that's the image that's given over for the one that's having the prophecy, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has black hair in Melchama, because he's a bachar, yet when the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Torah, that's in yeshiva, that's zaken, that's white hair. Similarly, Kasav Echad Emet, there's a pasuk in Daniel that says, another contradiction, we have Karse Shevivin Diner, that his throne was fiery flames, which that's a singular of Karse, which sounds like there was one throne. Yet Kasav Echad Emet, but another pasuk says over there, that Adi Kharsavan Remiv, that up until that his throne was set up, and that is there were two thrones that were set up that were prepared to be set on, and then the ancient one of days, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sat down. This is the image that he saw. So whether there's one throne or whether two thrones. I'm going to say, Lekash, not a contradiction. Echad loy, when it says that there was one throne, that's the one for him. When it says there was two, was one for Hashem, ve'echad adav, one for David HaMelech. Katan like the Braisa. Echad loy, ve'echad David Yeribe Kibir. Kibir's opinion is, there was one for Hashem, and one for the other king on this world, which is for David HaMelech. So I'm going to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So Rabbi Yisrael Glili said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, how much are you going to make the divine presence profane, and you're putting a man, a human being, next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting side by side? The second throne was not for David HaMelech, rather one was for justice and one was for righteousness. So the Gemara has Kiblim in there. Do Rabbi Kiva accept that interpretation, that it's not appropriate that David, but rather one was for Din and one was for Tzedakah? So Tashma Lingmur says, come in here, we learned in a Braisa that says, Echel Adin, Echel Tzedakah, the Rebbe Kiva. Obviously, Rebbe Kiva changed his interpretation in saying that it was one for Tzedakah and one for Din. Now, in that Braisa, still someone continues to argue in Rebbe Kiva. Only Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, Akiva, Malucha Etzel Agada, what are you doing discussing learning topics of Agadata? Klach Midabri Secha, go away from these words that you're saying, you're discussing Agadic Gemaras, until you reach till Eitzel Nagoyim Ba'alais, go to the deep topics of Hilchas Tyrus, of a Nega Tzaras, and the oil, the Tumah that comes in being in the tent, in the same tent and canopy, which they're deep, deep halachas. Kiva was a very sharp mind. You shouldn't be involved in discussing Agadata, because rather, it's not that one is for Din, one's for Tzedakah. You want to know what the two chairs were in that image? One's for the chair, and one is for a footstool. One of them was for a chair to sit on, and Shrashav Ladim Raglev, and the other one was a footstool that he could be able to put his feet on. So now it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, we find these two elements with Hashem. Hashemayim Kisi, Hashem says, the heaven is my throne, va'aretz Adim Raglev, and the earth is the footstool for my feet, and those are the two of them. So you have three interpretations. Either, at least according to Bakiyu's Havimina, that one was for Hashem, one's for David, or as he then reversed his opinion to the one who had disputed with him, that's one's for Din, one's for Tzedakah. And then we have the opinion that he'd been arguing, and that one says that one is for the Kisei, and one is for Hadoim Ragli, for the footstool. Now the Gemara returns to what was being discussed in the previous daf regarding the Nevuah of Yeshaya. So the Gemara says, and we had mentioned this pasuk before, Ki asa Ravdimi Amar. When Ravdimi came, he said that Shmoina Estre Kololis Kil Yeshaya Es Yisrael. There were 18 curses that Yeshaya Hanavi cursed the Jewish people. Now, it's not that he actually cursed, but he gave over the prophecy of 18 punishments. And he didn't calm down, in other words, stop giving these prophecies of the curses, until he said the following pasuk, as it said in Yeshaya, that Yirhavu, that they will glorify themselves. They'll be bali gaiva, hanar bezakin. The young ones, the youths, will then make themselves lords over the elder. V'hanikla benichbed, and the disgraceful ones will lord over the honorable ones. Now the Gemara goes and explains Shemayna Esther Klalis Ma'inin. What are the 18 curses that we see there in the Psukim? So it looks like it says over there in Yeshaya. It says, Kihine ha'odoin, Hashem Tzavakas, behold, the master, Hashem of hosts, Mesim Yerushalayim Yehuda, will take away from Jerusalem and from Judea, Mashen u'mashena, support and a mainstay, Koil Mishan Lechem, all support of bread, V'chomishan Mayim, all support of water, Gibri v'ishmochama, take away the mighty one and the man of war, Shefet v'navi, take away the judge and the prophet, V'kaisim v'zakin, the diviner and the elder, Sarchamishim in the subpanim is going to take away the leader of 50 and the respected ones, V'yayitz, and the one who gives counsel, V'chacham charashim, and the sage of the ones who understand, V'navoin lachash, and someone that has a discernment of the secrets, and V'nasati n'arm sarayim, I'm going to make the youths their leaders, Besalu lemim shlubam begamer, and the mockers will rule over them, etc. So those are the 18 curses. Now the Gemara explains what these mean metaphorically. What are they really referring to? So what does it mean that he's going to take away the support and mainstays? So the Gemara says mashen, the support, is a reference to ilu balei mikra. These are those who learn chumash. They will not be there. Mashena, the mainstay. Elu balei mishnah, those are those who learn mishnayis kegayin Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamei v'chaverav. Now, the Gemara says, Pligibar Rabbana, they argued how great they were. In other words, when this destruction that Yeshaya had said, a prophecy regarding that these Tamid Chacham will all be removed, how great were they in Mishnayis that they were removed? So, Chadam Ashesh Meis Sidri Mishnah. We have 6 Sidri Mishnah. They had 600 orders of Mishnayis in their days. The Chadam, one says actually, Sheva Meis Sidri Mishnah. They had 700 orders of the tractates, not just 6 like we have. Zerah, Moed, Noshim, Nezikin, Kachim, and Tahiris, but they had 600 or 700. The Gemara continues expounding upon what these terms mean. Kol Mashen Lechem, that he'll remove the mainstay of bread. Ilu Bala Talmud, these are the ones who learn Shas, who learn Gemara, because you could rely on them, just like one relies on bread as the mainstay. That's how Bali Talmud are. Shnemak, it says the Pasuk in Mishlei, L'chu lachmu b'lachmu, go eat the bread that I have given, u'shasu b'yein mesachti, and drink the wine that I have mixed. That's a reference to the words of Torah. B'chol mashin mayim, and the support of water, ilu balei agada, that's a reference to those who are proficient in the words of Agadata. That Agadata is parts of the Gemara, of the different places in Midrashim that are the stories and have the moral lessons. Shemeishchen libe shalodim kamayim b'agada, that it draws the heart of a person like water. That's what Agada is, and that's the Bali Mayim, the Mashamayim that won't be anymore. Giber, the Ma'iru ones. Zebal Shmuz, that's the one that has the teachings, the statements, and that is he heard set halachas, psakim from his Rebbe, and they're on his lips. He knows each one of them proficiently. That's Giber, that's the mighty ones of the Bal Shmuz. Vish Muhammad, there will be no more man of war. What does it mean, a man of war? Someone that will be able to have a give and take in the war of Torah, there won't be any more of that. Shefet, a judge. This is a judge who judges law according to the truth of the truth, and that, again, will not be anymore. Navi, a prophet, that's Kemeshmai, that's literally as it is, no more prophecy. Kaisim, a diviner, zem melech. That's a reference to a king. Somebody says, a pasuk in Mishlei, kesem, al sif se melech, on the lips of the king, where the pasuk concludes, b'mishpat lo yimal piv, that in judgment he will not distort with his mouth, and that will not be anymore. Zaken, an elder, zesharo li yeshiva, that's a reference, as we said before, who is fitting to be sitting in yeshiva, that is that everyone should take counsel from him, and regarding all wise counsel, that's a zaken, will no more be. Sar chamishim, a leader of 50, al tikri sar chamishim, so the Gemara says, don't read a leader of 50, el sar chumashim, the leader of the chumashim, that's zesh yedia lisa v'litim b'chamisha chumashitari, somebody knows how to have a give and take, is proficient in the 5 books of the Torah. Another interpretation says, literally, no, it's Sar Chamishim, the leader of 50. Kedar Ravo, like Ravo said, that that's someone that's fitting to have an interpreter go in front of him when he's lecturing for the people. Damar Ravo, like Ravo said, Mikan, from here we see what's the idea about Sar Chamishim. She'in ma'midim meturgam el'atzibur pochas mechamishim shana, that we don't go ahead and put in front of somebody an interpreter less than if he's 50 years old. V'nusupanim, and someone that's respected. So the Gemara says, "Zeh shenisen ponim ladore bavur." Now this is somebody that because of him, his generation is respected. Now there's two types of that. There's lamala. There is that in Shemayim, the Jewish people get that they're fed in his merit, Kegon Reb Chanina ben Daisa, like the Gemara says elsewhere, that the whole world is sustained only because of Chanina beni, my son Chanina. So that is, they're nice upon him, that they showed favor because of him. That's one element is Lamala. And then there's another type of nice upon him, of Lamata, that the kings of the world on the Jewish people because of such a personage. Kegon Reb Avoh Bekeso, like Reb Avoh was in the house of the Caesar, where he was very respected by the king's household, as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, that he would go, all the maidservants of the king would come to see him. He was respected by all of them. That's the element of Nisu Panim. Yayitz, the one who gives counsel, is Sheyedeya La'abrishanim. He knows how to intercalculate the year, in other words, to make another month for the year in Adarshani, like Vechadoshim, and to establish the months in its appropriate time. Vechacham, and the sage. This is a student who makes his teachers smart. That is, when you have a sharp student, he makes his mitamid yis mekulam. That's a reference to chacham. And charoshim of scholars is that, why the word charoshim? B'shosha b'seach b'divrei Torah, when this person begins saying words of Torah, hakol nasin kecherishin. It's related to the word of like a cherish. Everyone becomes like deaf mute. They no one could say anything. He takes the stage. When he starts talking words of Torah, everybody's listening. Unavain, and someone that's discerning, like bina is always something that you understand something from something else. When someone tells you something, you could then extrapolate from there something else. Lachash, whisper literally, a secret. So that's what the Gemara says. This is a type of person. It's the type of person that's fitting to give over to him the words of Torah that are only said in a whisper. For example, like the Av Bezdin, and that he has his worry in his heart, as we said in the previous daf, meaning the secrets of Torah, like Ma'aser Merkava, only said over to such a person. And again, these are the type of people that will not be anymore. These are the curses, the 18 curses that Yeshayah had said. Now it concludes, V'nesati na'orim sareim, I will make the youth their leaders. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ay v'nesati na'orim sareim, why the term na'orim? So Rambam Lazi says, Ele b'nei adam shemenu orim min ha-mitzvahs. These are people that are shaken out from mitzvahs. They have nothing in them. Even the few mitzvahs that people have, they shook out those crumbs of mitzvahs from them. Those are the people that are going to be the leaders. B'ta'alulim yimshlevam, when it says that ta'alulim, the mockers, will rule over them. So Amar Rav, and the Gir says, Acha bar Yaakov, from the word ta'ale, which means a fox. Ta'ali b'nei ta'ale, fox and the son of fox, and that's what type of people, like the sneaky type of people, they're going to be the mockers, the rulers of the Jewish people. And the Gemara concludes, but he still didn't calm down and just bringing forth all these curses until he told them these words. Yirhavu, they will make themselves baligaiva, they will be haughty. Hanar bezaken, the younger ones in the elder ones. Elo b'nei adam, as we said, shem na'or min ha-mitzvahs, that they're shaken out of mitzvahs. They will be yirhavu b'mishem emula b'mitzvahs karim, and they will then lord themselves over people that are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate. That's how many seeds are on the pomegranate. We generally have a few seeds, and a pomegranate is full of seeds. That's how the great ones are. So the na'arim will then go ahead and be yirhavu. Those who have nothing inside of them will then go ahead and lord themselves over those that are full with mitzvahs like rimen. And it says v'hanikla b'nichbar, and that which is disgraced will lord over the one who is honorable. That interpretation is Yave Misha Chamur is Doimus Lav Kikalis, that's the word Nikla, that there will come a person that the stringent mitzvahs to him will be like the light mitzvahs that are not so stringent. V'yirhavu b'mish Kikalis Doimus Lav Kikamuris, and then he will go ahead and lord himself over someone that the light mitzvahs are like the stringent mitzvahs, that they're very careful with every little kutza shoyod. That's what's going to happen, that the leaders will ultimately be these people that don't care about mitzvahs over the people that are very stringent with the mitzvahs. However, the Gemara does conclude, although this is the sad story that's going to be, that all these great Talmidei Chacham and great people will be gone, and the leaders will be the lowly people that don't keep any mitzvahs. But Amrav Katina, he says, Afilu b'shas kishloinu shel Yerushalayim, even at the time of the downfall of Yerushalayim, which is what this was talking about, le'poskim mehem bali emunah, they didn't lose men of faithfulness, of trust, of emes. Shalom, it says the pasuk in Yeshayah. It says, ki yitfas ish ba'achav beis avav. A person will grab a hold of the man that's his brother from his household, from his father's household, Lamer saying that, in other words, the pasuk in over there is talking disgracefully, that they're not going to know how to respond if someone has a halacha question. So he's going to grab his brother and say, Simlalacha, you have the clothing. Ketzinti Yalanu, you should be a leader for us. Where the Gemara explains what this means is, Dvarim Shemenei Adam Miskasin Kesimla. Regarding these words that generally people cover themselves like a clothing, and that is they hide under their clothing that no one should ask them because they don't know what to answer. Yeshnan Tangas Yadacha. That's underneath your hand. In other words, you're proficient. You have it in your hand. So that's Simla Lacha. This that Simla generally is Lacha. You have that. And that's what the pasuk there says. V'hamachshel hazayis. And this stumbling block where the pasuk says is Tachas Yadacha. That's that you have. So the Gemara says, my v'hamachshel hazayis. What is this stumbling block? So that's again a reference to the same words of Torah. Dvarim she'im b'nei adam oimdim lahem elim kei nichshel b'hen. These are words of Torah that a person doesn't stand to fully grasp them until he first stumbles in them. And that is, as Rashi explains, that a student that stumbles in his learning once and twice, then he starts saying, wait a second, I have to really get this clear, and he finally crystallizes the thought, that's first HaMachshel HaZayis, so you have that. Yeshlem Tachas Yadacha, these are underneath your hand, you have them, please teach us, because nobody knows anything how to learn. Now, however, what's his response going to be? This person that they're saying, please teach us. He will lift up on that day and he'll say, Lo eyechavish, I'm not going to be a ruler. Uvevesi ain lechem ain simla my house. There's no bread. There's no clothing. Don't make me a leader of the people. As the Gemara explains, Yisa, that term of lifting up is ain yisa elashan shvur. It's a term of taking an oath. Shemek says a pasuk in Shemais when it talks about taking an oath. It says, don't go ahead and lift up the name of God, which is in the context of taking an oath. So he says, I'm taking an oath, Lo eyechavish, I'm not going to be a ruler, mean, Lo hayisi michavshi beis hamedrash, I was not from those that dwell, that spend their time in the beis hamedrash. And moreover, ubeisi in lechem ein simla, in my house, there's no bread, there's no clothing, meaning, as we said before, the term bread, what that's a reference to, the words of Torah, ein she'im biyadi le mikra, le mishnah, le gemara, I don't have chumash, I don't have mishnayis, I'm the gemara, what do you want from me? Now, therefore you see that although that there were many bad things going on at the time, and the leaders were terrible, and all the Talmid Chacham were gone, but at least there were Baalei Emunah, people that were faithful, that were saying the truth and saying, look, they weren't lying and fudging and saying, you know what, I really don't know how to learn, don't ask me to be the leader, to the one that's the Talmid Chacham. Now the Gemara asks on this interpretation, how do you know that they were Baalei Emunah? B'dilma Shani Hasan, maybe there was different. And that is, it wasn't because they were faithful people that they said the truth, rather, because D.E., if it would be that Amalahu Gemirna, that he would tell them, yes, I know teaching, I know halacha. So Amalei Emelon, they would tell him, okay, so tell us. But he wouldn't know what to say, so he has to admit. But not because he's a faithful person, it's just he has no alternative. Nothing more says no, because he could have found a way out. Havalei Lameimer, Gamar V'Shachach, he should have said, I learned. You know what, I forgot. You know, I used to know so much learning. My loy ei achaybish, what is it that he's saying that I wasn't a chaybish? Which means say lo eyechavish klam, means say I was never in the base medrash. I'm not that type of person. I didn't know when in learning, and therefore obviously he was a Baalei Emunah because he could have found a way to lie his way through. Now the Gemara asks, Ini, is it really so that there were Baalei Emunah when the destruction of the base of Mikdash, when Yerushalayim was falling down? But Vama Rabba said, Lechab Yerushalayim wasn't destroyed at Shapaskumim in the Baalei Emunah until all men of faithfulness had been removed. There were no more faithful people. Shlomo like says the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Go out, seek out into the courtyards of Jerusalem. Go out and see and know. And seek in her streets. If you'll find a man, that he will do judgment, that he seeks faithfulness, and I'll forgive her. There's nobody. So how can we say that there were Baalei Emunah? I think my answer is not a contradiction. We say on Talmud Beis. One is talking about the words of Torah, and one is talking about business dealings. In the words of Torah, there were people that were faithful, that were saying the truth. Regarding business dealings, there was nobody, everybody was not out to seek the truth, and that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion for the previous daf, and they were talking about Maisim Merkava, the divine chariot, the mystical understandings of the different things that go up in Shemayim. Talmud in the Braisa. Meisav Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. There was an incident with Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. So he was riding on a donkey. By Mahalch Baderach, and he was going on the road. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach mechamer achrab. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was then leading at the donkey behind him. So Amalah, he said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Shanali perk echad b'meisav Rabbi Kabbah. Teach me one chapter in the divine chariot. So Amalah, he said to him, look, loy kach shanis lechem, didn't I already teach you? As our Mishnah that opened up this whole discussion said that we don't even discuss the divine chariot to even one student. Unless he's a sage that is able to discern from his own understanding. If you're able to understand it, fine, but I can't teach it to you. So Amalei said to him, Rebbe, so fine, my teacher, so let me say in front of you something that I have learned. So Amalei, Amar, so he said to him, you say. So miyad yard Rabbi Yechim Zakim alchemar. So immediately Rabbi Yechim Zakim came off the donkey. Venis atef, he then cloaked himself. Veyashav ala evan tachas azayis, and he sat on the stone underneath the olive tree. So Amalai, so Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said to Rabbi Yechim Zakim, he says, Rebbe, my teacher, neima yiradatim alchemar. Why do you have to come down from the donkey? So Amalai said, efshar at the dayrish b'maisim merkava. What do you think you're going to lecture in maisim merkava? B'shchini imanu, and the divine presence is with us. U'malach eshar es malav nesona, and the ministering angels are escorting us. On the Erkav al-Chamar, I'm going to be riding on a donkey? So Miyad Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'Maisim Merkava Dar. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach opened up in Maisim Merkava and he started expounding. The Yor De'ish Min HaShemayim, a fire came down from heaven. V'siveva kol ilonish ha-besada, and it surrounded all the trees that were in the field. Paskul kulon v'amru shira. So all of them, the trees, everyone started going out and singing song. So Mashi, remember, what song did they sing? That's as we say in Pesukah de Zimra, in Tehillim, it says, Hallelujah Hashem in the earth, praise Hashem from the earth. Tanina v'chotayim is, oh, the great sea creatures and the depths. Eitz peri v'chala razim hallelujah, that the fruit trees and all the cedars will praise God. So nena malach min ha'esh v'ama, so an angel from the fire opened up and said, Hein hein ma'isim merkava. These are the acts of the chariot which he's expounding. So Rabbi Yechim Zakai stood up and kissed him on his head and he said, Baruch Hashem l'keisto, blessed Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, Shenosin ben l'Avram Avinu, that gave a son to Avram, our father, Sheyedei l'haven, that knows how to understand, v'lachker, and to seek out, v'lidrash, and to lecture b'maisim merkava. Because he said as follows, Yesh no dayrish ve'eino mekayim. There are those who know how to lecture pretty well, but they don't know how to execute, they don't know how to act on that appropriately. No mekayim ve'eino dayrish, are those who know how to act on it appropriately, but don't know how to lecture about it appropriately. Ata no dayrish ve'eino mekayim. You know how to talk about it, and you fulfill it. Ashrecha Avram Avinu. He says, how good benched you are, Avram Avinu. Shalazim ben Arach yitz mechalat secha. That you have coming out of your loins from your descendants is such a great person like Elazar ben Arach. Now, when this incident was said over in front of Rabbi Yeshua, him and Rabbi Yisi the Kohen were going on the road. So Amr, they said, let us also do similar, let us also lecture and expound upon Ma'aseh Merkava. So Pastor Rabbi Yeshua Bedarsh, Rabbi Yeshua opened up and he started lecturing. Now, the Gemara tells us that at that day was during the Tkufa, the season of Tamas, which is during the summertime where it's not normal for clouds to then cloud up. Now, yet in spite of that, the heaven got clouded up with clouds. The Nirikim in Keshas Ban, and there was an image of a rainbow in the clouds. Now the old ministering angels gathered and they came to hear. And the Gemara says, Kimene Adam Shemiskabs in the Boyin, like people that they gather and they come, Liris Bimazmute Chasamakala, when they come to see all the shtick, all the playfulness that there is when people are doing shtick and dancing in front of the Chasamakala, and everyone comes to gather and to look, that's how the Malachim were. They were coming to look and listen. Wow, listen to this Maisim Rakava that he's saying. Now, Halach Rabbi Yisai HaKoyin Mesib Dvarim. So Rabbi Yisai HaKoyin went and said over what had happened with him when he was walking together on the road with Rabbi Yeshua, and he said this over Lefnei Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. V'amas, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai said, Ashreichem v'asher yaldaseichem, you should be blessed, and you should be, those who gave birth, you should be blessed. Ashrei eina shekachro, blessed are my eyes that have seen this. Now, he said, V'afani v'atem achalom, he says that in my dream, it was also me and you, Mesubin hayino al Har Sinai. We were reclining on Har Sinai. V'nasna aleinu baskam neshamayim. They placed upon us a heavenly voice from heaven that said, "Alu lukan, alu lukan, come up over here, come up over here." because Trakl and Gedalim are large chambers, umatzois noise and beautiful couches, mutzois lachem are spread out and ready for you. Atem, b'tamideichem, b'tamiditamideichem, you, your students, and your students' students, mizumanim l'kachlishis, are prepared for the third group. That means the third group that sits in front of the Divine Presence, that's what's prepared for you because you are so great. Now, the Gemara actually asks on the incident that we mentioned starting this discussion, Ini, is it really true? As the Gemara explains, v'atayim l'enda b'raisam, b'yisbihudayim, he said that shaloisha hartzoyisim, there were three presentations of Maisa Merkava. They were Bishua Hirtza Dvarim, Bishua that presented the words of the Maisa Merkava Lefnei B'Yochanan HaZakai. You have Rebbe Kiva that was Hirtza Lefnei B'Yishua. And you have Chananya ben Chachinoy that was Hirtza Lefnei Rebbe Kiva. Now, Ve'ilah Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch, like a Chashib. Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda doesn't mention that this story that we mentioned on the top of the Yomad, Rebbe Lazar ben Aruch had presented Maisa Merkava from the B'Yochanan HaZakai. So why do you say there was only three when we have another story? So the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yisrael Behuda was saying was De'artzi va'artzu kameka chashem. He was only counting someone that presented the Maisa Merkava and others presented in front of him. That is who he counted. De'artzi v'loy artzu kameka chashem, but someone that presented it, but it wasn't presented in front of him, that he didn't count. And Rabbi Lezman Arach in that story, he only presented in front of Yechim Zakai, but no one presented in front of him, and therefore we didn't count him. But the Gemara asked, but v'chananya ben chachinoi, but he was the one that counted last in the ones who presented in front of others. No one presented in front of him, and yet we counted him as one of those who presented the Maisa Merkava. So the Gemara answers, but the artsy miya kame man the artsy, but he presented in front of someone that he himself presented. In other words, if no one presented in front of him, but he presented in front of someone that presented in front of someone else, and that's why we have to count him because of Rebbe Kiva, to say that Rebbe Kiva was one of those that presented. And then someone presented to him, who that we had to say his name was Chananya ben Chachinoy, because we had to say that he presented in front of Rebbe Kiva. But regarding Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch, no one else presented in front of him, and therefore we didn't have to say that he presented in front of someone else, because the purpose was we had to at least say somebody that presented and had presented in front of him, which that was Rebbe Kiva, and therefore we had to say who presented in front of him. But just someone that presented in front of someone else, and no one's presenting in front of him, there was no purpose in saying that, and that's why I didn't mention the story of Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch for the three presentations to make it for the presentations. Now the Gemara enters into one of the more famous Gemaras regarding Maisa Merkava, but again, it's mystical, and we're just going to translate the words and not into the deeper mystical understandings of what it's coming to say. There were four individuals that entered into the, literally means the orchard, but what, as Rashi says, it means that they went up to the Rekia, to Shemaim, through a divine name, which Taisus actually says they didn't really go, it just seemed to them that they went. But Ve'elohen, these were the four. They were Ben Azai, Uben Zayma, Acher, who that's Elisha ben Avuya, who's called the other, Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Kiva. Now, Amnon and Rebbe Kiva told them that Kesha'at Megiyin Eitzel Avni Shayish Tar, when you reach to the place of the pure marble stone, meaning that it shines and it has almost looks like clear water, he says, Al Temu Mayimayim, don't say water, water. In other words, you can say there's water here and how could we go? Meshem Shenema, because says a passing into Hillam, Davish Garm, he who talks lies. Layichin Laneged Ene will not stand in front of my eyes, and it's not really water. And if you're going to say that, that means you're saying a lie, and you won't be able to remain there. Now the Gemara tells us what happened with all these four who had gone in to the Pardes. So Ben Azai hitzitz, he looked, meaning towards the divine presence, umes, and he died. Alav Akasavim, regarding him, the pasuk until him says, Yakar be'eni Hashem, it's heavy in front of the eyes of Hashem. Hamav salach hasidav, those from his precious ones, from his chassidim, that die. And that is what that means, is that it was something that it was hard, it was difficult in front of Hashem that he had died, because he died at a young age. But in spite of that, it wasn't possible that he shouldn't die. As it says the pasuk in Shema Yisrael Gimel, Ki lo yirani ha'adam achai, no one can see me and live. And therefore he had to die. Ben Zayma hitzitz v'nifka. Ben Zayma looked and he got afflicted. That means he became deranged. Regarding him, the pasuk in Mishlei says, "Devash matzasa, you found honey." As we said in the previous daf, that this is a reference to things sweeter than honey, these divine mystical secrets. Echel dayecha, eat as much as you should, because pentis be'en of hakaasa. Maybe you're going to become satiated from it, and then you're going to vomit it up. And that's what happened. That he looked, he did too much, and he became deranged. Acher kitzitz benetias. Acher, he went and he cut off the saplings, which means to say that he became disconnected from the source. Rabbi Akiva yatzav b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva went out in peace. Now, the Gemara just related to one of the individuals that we had mentioned, who they were four great individuals. So the Gemara brings two halachas. That Sholos ben Zema, they asked of ben Zema, Maho l'srusig kalba, what's halacha? You allowed to neuter a dog, a female dog. Now, what that is that there are certain parts of the body that allows for children. Now, the halacha of sirus, of neutering an animal, is that you take away the ability for it to have children. That said, regarding the blemishes of a carbon. Now, a dog, you can't even exchange a dog for a carbon, and that's one of the parashas in the Torah. Now, that's halacha mecher kalev. So the question is, it's so no shaychus to a carbon, so would it still be forbidden to be mesaris it, to take away its testicles or other things that allow it to have children, or not? Some of them, he said to them, as the pasuk there says, "Uma'och b'kasus v'nosik v'charis le'sakriv l'Hashem," and "Bayikach of beis chavta," which talks about don't neuter, don't take away the ability of an animal to have a child, and it concludes, "Va'artzichem le'sasu," and don't do this in your land. Therefore, you cannot do kol shebaartzichem le'sasu, any animal that's in your land. Don't do this. You're not allowed to go ahead and be mesarisit. Another question they asked him was, "Shalu has ben zema besula she'ibra," a virgin that became pregnant. And what that means is that she's saying that she still has Basilim, that she still has the hymen. Or what the story would be is that a Kohen Gadol married her, and he didn't know that she was pregnant, and he found that her Basilim were still there, and then she finds out that she's pregnant. So the question is, Malu Kohen Gadol, what's the halacha? Can he maintain her as a wife? Because the halacha says in Yikach Chaf Aleph, Basilim Me'am Avikach, he has to take a Basilah, not someone that already had relations. So the question is, he found Besulim, so that would make it sound like that she is a Besula, but at the other time, she's pregnant, and the only way to become pregnant would be that she's not a Besula. So the question is, Micheshtin l'dishmul, are we concerned for Shmuel? As the Gemara said, Damar Shmuel, like Shmuel said in Mekitan Tabav Tetzvav Man Aleph, Shmuel said, Yochel ani livo kama be'ilois, b'loidam, I could have many intimate relations without blood coming out. What that means is that generally, although that when the first relations with a woman is that the besulim, the hymens get torn and then blood comes out, he says, I could do it many times without blood ever coming out, because he was proficient in hatiyah, which means to say that he can maneuver himself not to break the hymens, and therefore maybe we should be concerned that this girl is the same thing also, because how else is she pregnant? It must be that she had relations and that she's not able to be married to the Kohen Gadol. Maybe the Gemara says, no, what Shmuel does is not so common. It doesn't make sense to assume that someone had done that and that's how she was impregnated. And therefore, we must assume that she is a Besula. So the Gemara answers, Amalahu, you're right, the Shmuel is Shchiach. It's not common for what Shmuel says he can do that we should assume that's the case. Well, then the only question is, so fine, so no one had ever had relations with her because her Besulim is still there. Well, then how is she pregnant? That's something else. What is more legitimate of a concern is V'chashinan Shem B'Mavati Ivra. We're concerned that maybe in a bath she became pregnant. Now, Mavati is something that one would bathe the entire body. So we'd say that a man had sperm that came out of him in the bath, and then the woman went into the bath, and that went into her womb. That's how she became pregnant. So the Gemara asked, but V'amar Shmuel said, "Kol shechva zera sheni yerkechetz, any semen that wasn't brought out from the male organ, shooting like an arrow, ain't a masras. That can't go ahead and plant a seed, and therefore it wouldn't be. Although even if there's a possibility of semen, but since it didn't go into her, shooting like an arrow as it would be generally, so then that can't create a child. So how's that a possibility? That's how she became pregnant. So the Gemara answers, no. What that halacha that Shmuel said was that mi'ikara, originally when it came out of the male, na mi'yerkechetz haba, it was also brought forth like an arrow. And therefore, since when it came out like that, it's that type of seed that then has the potential to create a child. Then when the woman went in there and the seed went into her, that can then go ahead and form a child. And therefore, the answer was that she is able to marry the Kohen Gadol, because although she's pregnant, she's still a besula, and therefore that fulfills the halacha that's necessary for the Kohen Gadol.